This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Ivana Stradner, writing most recently at the American Enterprise Institute with her colleague, and also at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy with Dalibor Rohak, about a man who is not well known in America, but has a big place in the headlines of Europe. His name is Viktor Orban. He is Prime Minister of Hungary, recently re-elected, and he has been a dissenter in the European Union embassy towards Kyiv and an apparent sympathetic voice towards Moscow. The question is why? Ivana, this is a puzzle. You make it very clear that Viktor Orban is no conservative. What is he then? Is he on the left side of the European Union? Is he on the right side of the European Union? How to regard him?
So again, thank you very much for asking me to discuss Viktor Orban, because I actually wish that he were less prominent in American politics, but actually he serves as an idol to many American conservatives. And in this particular article, my colleague Dalibor Rohak and I, we are trying to debunk this myth of Viktor Orban as a conservative. And make no mistake, both Dalibor and I, we are very, very proud to be conservatives. And we actually grew up in Hungary's backyard in Serbia and Slovakia. And we are keenly aware of the dangers that Orban's nationalism poses to regional stability in Europe, but also to American interests. And the reason why we wrote this particular piece is because there was a recent conservative political action conference that was held in Budapest, where there was this famous slogan, "The nation first, Hungary first, America first." And of course, you know, this particular conference was very, very much accepted among our fellow conservatives here, including some people like Tucker Carlson. But this is not the first time that Tucker Carlson actually supported Viktor Orban. And we argue that Orban is not a conservative. He is just an opportunistic leader who understands very well politics and his leadership. And he understands also how to appease and how to appeal to American conservatives and how to use this allegedly called conservatism in his mind to his advantage. We actually think, you know, that this Hungary is, this is just a veneer of traditionalism and standing up to Brussels globalism is something just a part of Orban's game. So we then, you know, listed, we went by one thing where we actually debunked Orban's conservatism. So I'll give you some example. For example, Orban claims that Hungary is a lab where he claimed where we managed to come up with the antidote for progressive dominance. And many conservatives would agree with that. For example, if you take a look at the recent Florida bill prohibiting teaching about sexual orientation or gender identity, it's very similar really to Orban's ban on gender studies from Hungarian universities altogether. But this is really not what conservatives is all about. We really have to discuss other things. And I always like to ask my fellow conservatives, do we really believe in free market economics? Because that appeared to be rejected by Orban. His government, for example, made of price controls, user price controls. They had like a government created different monopolies. They use foreign-owned companies to diminish their work. He, then, you know, speaking of a free speech, they arbitrarily revoked broadcasting licenses of media outlets critical of the government, you know, speaking that we conservatives, we believe in free speech. That's not something what Orban preaches. Here in the United States, I firmly believe that we conservatives believe in democracy. And Hungary is not even a democratic country. Like Freedom House recently classified Hungary again as a hybrid regime with mostly free but unfair elections, politicized judiciary, and there is no full media freedom. So it's, you know, very easy to sit in Washington, D.C. or elsewhere in the United States and support Hungary and Viktor Orban and his nationalistic politics, policies from the comfort of the place such as the United States where we enjoy our democracy. But then let's discuss more. So, for example, J.D. Vance, he spoke very highly about Hungary's family policies, which involves handing out cash payments and other financial benefits to parents. However, these are the facts. Hungary's birth rate remained below 1.5. Actually, it's lower than America's current rate of 1.7. Then Tucker Carlson has been supporting Hungary's anti-immigration policies. So let's talk about that. We already seen how immigration has been used also as a weapon, in Europe after Ukraine in 2014. But the reason why many refugees don't stay in Ukraine, it's not because of Orban. Just Hungary is not really an attractive destination for migrants. They want to go towards Western Europe. Then let's talk about national sovereignty. I mean, you just really have to look at the Trianon Treaty and how Orban has those historical idea. His Euroscepticism might actually appear very, very appealing to some of the conservatives. However, the fact is that Hungary is among the largest recipients of EU funds per capita in Europe. So then we can also talk about Hungary's approach towards Moscow and Beijing. Hungary, Orban has been supporting Russia for years. I mean, it even Orban recently even did not allow the European Union to sanction Patriot Kirill, who has been a Russian KGB agent and who has been influencing the Russian policy through church for decades. But, you know, some conservatives understand that they don't consider even Russia as a serious threat, but they do consider China. So let's talk about China as well. So Hungary was among the first European countries to actually join China's Belt and Road Initiative. We should also not forget that the government allowed Huawei to invest in Hungary's 5G networks. We should actually also discuss, you know, Chinese malign influence on college campuses in Hungary, as we do here. And we should not forget that Orban has not given up that Shanghai's Fudan University will start actually its program in Budapest.
We have about a minute, Ivana. Orban right now, he's on the outs with the European Union because of his dissent. Is he ready to go along with the European Union if they give him what he wants? We have about a minute.
Orban is always ready to go whoever offers
fair
deal, yes. Whether it's a NATO, whether it's the European Union, whatever suits, you know, his personal interests. There is no ideology over there.
Ivana Stradner of the American Enterprise Institute and also the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, where she's an advisor, writing about the Prime Minister of Hungary, the Black Sea Basin, at war. The Black Sea Basin is in Ukraine. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it. and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.